This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Diabetic News, where volunteers read the latest tips and information about diabetes, from new drugs to new recipes, from medical experts to stories by people who live with it every day with hope, right here on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Diabetic News, and I'm your reader, Hadley, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Diabetes Self-Management and Eating Well. And now we'll begin with an article from DiabetesSelfManagement.com 2025 BGFG 8 Heart Healthy Red Foods by Amy Campbell, MS, RD, LD, CD, CES. Heart health is important for everyone, but it's especially crucial if you have diabetes. People with diabetes are twice as likely to develop heart disease compared to those without diabetes. The good news is that what you eat can make a big difference in keeping your heart and blood vessels healthy. In general, a heart-healthy diet focuses on reducing unhealthy fats, such as saturated and trans fats, limiting sodium, salt intake, increasing fiber consumption. Since February was both American Heart Month and Valentine's Day, it's the perfect time to enjoy red and purple foods that are as delicious as they are nutritious. Many red fruits and vegetables are packed with vitamins, minerals, fiber, and powerful phytonutrients like carotenoids, anthocyanins, and flavonoids, natural compounds that help protect against heart disease, stroke, and other conditions. Beets. You might not have cared for beets when you were a kid, but now's the time to give them a second chance. Packed with antioxidants, beets are also a natural source of nitrates. In the body, nitrates are converted into nitric oxide, a compound that helps improve blood flow, lower blood pressure, and boost athletic performance. Try them roasted, added to salads, or blended into smoothies for a tasty, heart-healthy addition to your meals. 1/2 cup of no-salt-added sliced beets has 40 calories, 8 grams carbohydrate, 1 gram of fiber, 1 gram of protein, 0 grams fat, 25 milligrams sodium. Tomatoes, rich in vitamin C, potassium, and lycopene, a powerful antioxidant, tomatoes are a heart-healthy choice. Lycopene may help lower LDL, bad cholesterol, and reduce the risk of blood clots, while potassium supports healthy blood pressure. Whether you enjoy them fresh from the garden, sliced in salads, or cooked into sauces, tomatoes are low in calories and carbohydrates, making them a perfect fit for a diabetes-friendly eating plan. One medium tomato has 22 calories, 5 grams carbohydrate, 1.5 grams fiber, 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat, 6 milligrams sodium. Apples. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. This may well be true. Apples are a great source of vitamin C, potassium, and flavonoids, natural plant compounds that help prevent free radical damage. Flavonoids play a key role in reducing the risk of heart disease, supporting brain health, and even fighting cancer. Another reason to enjoy apples is their soluble fiber content, which can help lower cholesterol levels and regulate blood sugar. Whether you prefer sweet Honey Crisps or tart Granny Smiths, apples make a delicious nutrition addition to any heart-healthy diet. One medium 3-inch diameter apple has 96 calories, 23 grams carbohydrate, 4 grams fiber, 0.5 grams protein, 0 grams fat, 2 milligrams sodium. Red pepper. red peppers are versatile. You can enjoy them raw, roasted, grilled, or sautéed. They're packed with vitamin A, vitamin C, potassium, and carotenoids, which help promote heart health and eye health. Plus, they're low in calories and carbohydrates, making them a perfect addition to any meal or snack. One medium, 2.5-inch diameter red pepper has 31 calories, 7 grams carbohydrate, 3 grams fiber, 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat, 5 milligrams sodium. Strawberries. Strawberries are packed with vitamin C, potassium, magnesium, folate, and fiber, making them a heart-healthy choice that can help you manage blood sugar levels and maintain a healthy weight. Low in calories and carbohydrates, like most berries, strawberries are a delicious addition to any meal or snack. While fresh strawberries are at their best during the spring and summer months, frozen strawberries are a convenient and equally nutritious option available year-round. One cup of sliced strawberries has 53 calories, 13 grams carbohydrate, 3.5 grams fiber, 1 gram protein, 0.5 grams fat, 2 milligrams sodium. Red beans. When it comes to heart health, beans are hard to beat. Red beans, such as dark red kidney beans and small red beans, are rich in iron, potassium, phosphorus, protein, and fiber, making them a heart-healthy powerhouse and a great fit for plant-based meals. The potassium and fiber in particular support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Plus, red beans are budget-friendly and easy to prepare. Cook them from scratch or buy canned varieties. Choose no salt added options or rinse regular canned beans to reduce the sodium. 1/2 cup of red beans has 110 calories, 20 grams carbohydrate, 8 grams fiber, 8 grams protein, 0 grams fat, 4 milligrams sodium. Red cabbage. Also called purple cabbage, this cruciferous vegetable is smaller and more flavorful than green cabbage. Whether enjoyed raw or cooked, red cabbage is packed with potassium, fiber, and anthocyanins, a powerful antioxidant that helps reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer, and inflammation. Plus, its low-calorie content and high fiber make it a great choice for feeling full and supporting weight management. Try adding red cabbage to salads, slaws, stir-fries, or soups for a crunchy, nutritious boost. 1 cup of raw, shredded red cabbage has 22 calories, 5 grams carbohydrate, 1.5 gram fiber, 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat, 19 milligrams sodium. Pomegranates. Ever wondered how to enjoy that leathery-looking red fruit in the produce section? Don't let pomegranates intimidate you. Just cut one open, and you'll discover hundreds of jewel-like seeds called arils, which are the edible part of the fruit. Packed with antioxidants like punicalogens and anthocyanins, pomegranate arils may help reduce inflammation, promote healthy arteries, and lower blood pressure. For an easy way to remove the arils, tap the back of the fruit with a spoon or submerge it in water to loosen the seeds. 1/2 cup of arils has 72 calories, 16 grams carbohydrate, 3 grams fiber, 2 grams protein, 1 gram fat, 3 milligrams sodium. Show your heart some love. Incorporating more red and purple foods into your diet is a simple and delicious way to support heart health, especially if you have diabetes. From the earthy sweetness of beets to the crisp crunch of red peppers and the juicy burst of pomegranate arils, these vibrant foods are packed with nutrients that promote healthy blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and blood sugar regulation. Best of all, they're versatile, easy to prepare, and fit into any meal plan. So the next time you're grocery shopping, think red and fill your cart with heart-healthy choices that are as good for your taste buds as they are for your heart. What to Know About Restless Leg Syndrome by Amy Campbell, MS-RD-LDN-CD-CES. Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Have you been having unpleasant or strange sensations in your legs? Do you find that you have an uncontrollable urge to move your legs when you are sitting or lying down? If so, you might have a condition called restless leg syndrome. What is restless leg syndrome? Restless leg syndrome, RLS, also called Willis-Ekbom disease, is classified as a sleep disorder, and for good reason, since symptoms are triggered by resting and attempting to sleep. But it's also classified as a movement disorder as well. People with this condition move their legs to help relieve symptoms, according to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, NINDS, of the National Institutes of Health, NIH. However, NINDS states this condition is best characterized as a neurological sensory disorder with symptoms that are produced from within the brain itself. RLS can greatly affect quality of life since it causes exhaustion and daytime sleepiness. In turn, this affects mood, concentration, job performance, and personal relationships. Untreated, restless leg syndrome can also cause anxiety and depression. The NINDS estimates up to 7 to 10% of people in the U.S. have restless leg syndrome, and the prevalence is higher in people who have diabetes. What are the symptoms of restless leg syndrome? The main symptom of restless leg syndrome is an urge to move the legs. This is due to sensations in the legs that include throbbing, itching, crawling, pulling, creeping, burning. These symptoms tend to occur at bedtime, although they can occur during any extended time of inactivity, such as driving or sitting. Restless leg syndrome primarily affects the legs, but some people may experience this in their arms and rarely in the chest or head. Symptoms can affect one side or both sides of the body. Moving the legs or the arms helps to relieve symptoms, so people with restless leg syndrome tend to frequently keep their legs in motion by tossing and turning in bed, moving their legs while they're sitting, or getting up to walk around. Symptoms may vary in severity and frequency. When restless leg syndrome symptoms occur more than twice a week, sleep and daytime function can be severely impaired. People with restless leg syndrome may have a remission of symptoms, but symptoms tend to become more severe over time. Also, people who have restless leg syndrome and another medical condition tend to have more severe symptoms that develop more quickly. Who gets restless leg syndrome? The Sleep Foundation states that restless leg syndrome affects 5 to 10% of adults and 2 to 4% of children. It's more common in women than men, and more severe symptoms tend to occur in older adults. Restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, and symptoms become more frequent and last longer with age. What causes restless leg syndrome? Restless leg syndrome can be genetic, meaning that it can run in families who develop symptoms before the age of 40. NINDS says that there is evidence that restless leg syndrome is related to a dysfunction in a section of the brain called the basal ganglia that controls movement and that uses a chemical called dopamine. Dopamine is needed to produce smooth, purposeful muscle activity and movement. When dopamine pathways in the brain are disrupted, for example, in the case of Parkinson's disease, it can result in involuntary movements. Of note, people with Parkinson's disease have a higher risk of developing restless leg syndrome. In addition, restless leg syndrome can occur because of other factors or conditions, including end-stage kidney disease, peripheral neuropathy, pregnancy, iron deficiency, hypothyroidism, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, spinal cord conditions, use of alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. Some medications may trigger restless leg symptoms, such as anti-nausea drugs, antipsychotic drugs, antidepressants that increase serotonin, cold and allergy medicines that contain diphenhydramine, calcium channel blockers used to treat high blood pressure, angina, and erythromias. Why do people with diabetes have a higher risk of restless leg syndrome? Having diabetes is a risk factor for restless leg syndrome. Experts believe that long-term high blood sugars can cause nerve damage, neuropathy. Nerve damage in the lower legs and feet may contribute to restless leg syndrome. A meta-analysis published in the journal The Lancet in 2022, which included approximately 836,000 people, showed that restless leg syndrome occurred in 25% of people with diabetes, much higher than in the general population. Also, up to 96% of people with both restless leg syndrome and type 2 diabetes have diabetic neuropathy. How is restless leg syndrome diagnosed? There's no specific test for restless leg syndrome, but certain criteria strongly suggest restless leg syndrome. These include the urge to move the legs that is associated with unpleasant sensations, starts or worsens during rest or inactivity, is partially or totally relieved by movement, is aggravated in the evening or night, can't be explained by another medical or behavioral condition. A healthcare provider should do a physical and neurological exam, as well as take your medical and family history and ask you about your symptoms. They may run blood tests to check for issues such as iron deficiency, anemia, and other lab tests to check for conditions such as kidney disease. You may also be referred to a sleep specialist if sleep apnea is suspected. How is restless leg syndrome managed? Treatment of restless leg syndrome can depend on any underlying causes as well as severity of symptoms and may include lifestyle measures. These can include avoiding or limiting alcohol, caffeine, and tobacco, establishing more regular sleep habits, exercise, leg massage, and taking a warm bath or using a heating pad or ice pack. Medical devices. The FDA has approved 2 devices to treat restless leg syndrome, including a compression foot wrap and a vibrating pad. These are available by prescription and are intended for people with moderate to severe restless leg syndrome. Dietary supplements. For low ferritin and low transferrin saturation, which can indicate an iron deficiency, iron supplements may be recommended. In some cases, iron given through an IV may be needed. There's also some evidence that magnesium supplements can reduce restless leg syndrome. Check with your healthcare provider before taking iron or magnesium supplements, however. Medications. Medications may be prescribed for moderate to severe restless leg syndrome. These can include anti-seizure drugs such as gabapentin and pregabalin, dopaminergic agents used to treat Parkinson's disease, benzodiazepines such as clonazepam and lorazepam, and opioids such as methadone, codeine, hydrocodone, and oxycodone. Some of these medications can cause serious side effects, including addiction. They might be only prescribed if other treatments don't work. If you think you have restless leg syndrome, talk with your healthcare provider about your symptoms as well as the best treatment for you. Spicy tuna sushi bowl. If you like sushi, you'll love this easy-to-prepare bowl. Featuring tuna marinated in a spicy homemade sauce, fresh avocado, cucumber, and brown rice. This 2-serving recipe is perfect for a fancy dinner with a special someone. 2 tablespoons low-fat mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon sriracha or hot chili sauce, 3 teaspoons unseasoned rice wine vinegar divided, 1 tuna steak, about 6 ounces, 2/3 cup hot cooked brown rice, 1/4 cup diced cucumber, 1/4 ripe avocado sliced, black sesame seeds optional. Yield is 2 servings, whisk mayonnaise, sriracha sauce, and 1 teaspoon vinegar in small bowl. Rub tuna evenly with half the sauce, marinate 10 minutes. Meanwhile, stir remaining 2 teaspoons vinegar into rice, set aside. Heat small nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Cook tuna 2 minutes per side for medium rare or until desired doneness is reached. Slice tuna. Divide rice, cucumber, avocado, and tuna slices into 2 bowls. Sprinkle evenly with sesame seeds if desired. Drizzle evenly with remaining half the sauce. Note, sriracha is a Thai hot sauce and is available in Asian specialty markets. Nutrition information. 212 calories, 20 grams carbohydrate, 23 grams protein, 5 grams fat, 1 gram saturated fat, 33 milligrams cholesterol, 238 milligrams sodium, 2 grams fiber, exchanges per serving, 2 breads / starch, 3 meat. And now I'll be reading from Eating Well, 2025.-Meredith Publishing. The number one underrated exercise to do if you have diabetes, according to experts. You'll be amazed how easy it is. By Roxana Eshani, MSRD-CSSD-LDN. If you're living with diabetes or pre-diabetes, your doctor might suggest adding more exercise to your routine to help keep your blood sugar in check. But that advice may leave you overwhelmed and wondering, what's the best exercise for diabetes? Should I hit the treadmill, sign up for a fitness class, or invest in exercise equipment? The answer might surprise you. Experts agree the best exercise for diabetes is the most underrated. It's walking. Here's how walking can help improve your blood sugar and how much you need to do for better blood sugar management. How walking can improve your blood sugar. Improves insulin sensitivity. Think of exercise as free medication for blood sugar management. When someone has diabetes, they may be resistant to their body's own insulin, or their pancreas might not produce enough insulin, says Amy Kimberlane, MSRDN-CDCES, a certified diabetes educator and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Because insulin is necessary to transport glucose from the blood into your cells for energy, this can cause sugar to hang out in the bloodstream, resulting in elevated blood sugar readings. How can walking help? Any type of exercise like walking helps the body use its insulin better and can help lower blood sugar levels, adds Kimberlane. And the benefits don't stop once you finish your walk. The positive effects of exercise can last up to 24 hours after a workout, she says, so you still reap the benefits hours later. Prevents blood sugar spikes. Keeping blood sugar levels stable is key for managing diabetes, and walking can help. Even taking a short walk after meals, just 10 to 15 minutes walk, can help prevent blood sugar spikes, says Ashley Hawk, MSRD, a Los Angeles-based registered dietitian. Research shows that a short walk within 30 minutes of eating can help blunt post-meal blood sugar spikes, which is a game changer for diabetes management. Supports heart health. Exercise doesn't just strengthen your muscles, it also strengthens the heart and improves circulation. This is especially important for people with diabetes who face a higher risk of heart disease. That's because consistently high blood sugar levels can damage coronary arteries, making them susceptible to fatty atherosclerotic deposits leading to coronary artery disease, says Kunal Lal, MD, a Florida-based cardiologist. The good news? Walking offers a major heart health benefit. It can help lower blood pressure and triglycerides, reduce markers of inflammation, and raise beneficial HDL cholesterol. So every step you take supports your body in a multitude of ways. I will complete this article at a later time. That's all the time we have for today. This has been Hadley with Diabetic News. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.